I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how to travel the world with your tax return. Hey guys, so it's that time of year, it's tax season, and in case you don't know, you need to file your taxes by April 18th. You get a few extra days this year, thanks to tax day falling on a Friday. And the IRS has come out with a new survey basically saying that in 2016, they estimate the approximate return that most people should get is around $3,053. So the question always is, how should you spend that money? And I get asked this question all the time, and there really isn't exactly a right answer. But what I like to tell people is, you know, you got to have a little fun too. So I always suggest that you take half of the money that you get from your tax return, do something smart with it, pay down your debt, put it in your savings, you know, whatever you need to do to basically kind of button up your finances. But then the other half, you got to go and do something fun with it. And that's what really has inspired this podcast today. And I'm super excited. I've got my husband, Jeff, joining me on the podcast again today. And we're going to be talking about some of these really cool destinations that you can travel to with your tax return that are affordable. So all of these destinations we're talking about are under $3,000, which is super awesome. And also traveling internationally right now
is really affordable. There really actually hasn't been a better time to travel internationally than right now. And that is just because the euro is so cheap, and the dollar is really strong against a lot of the international currencies. So if you kind of have that wanderlust where you really want to go abroad, now is the time to do it. But before we get into our destinations we want to talk about, I just want to sort of go back over some of my key tips about traveling, especially when you're going abroad. Always remember, your credit card is your best friend. So if you don't know how many rewards points you have, now is the time to go check that out, because those are worth actual money in your pocket. Next, you know, I'm a huge fan of Airbnb. I talk about it all the time, but there's lots of other ways that you can, you know, travel somewhere and not stay in an expensive hotel. There are B&Bs all over the place that are a lot more affordable. Airbnb, another one of my favorites, is VRBO. So just think outside of the box, especially if budget is a main concern for you. You don't want to go stay at one of the major hotel chains where you're going to pay a lot of money every night for something that, quite honestly, is pretty bland and boring. Next, if you're going to go travel internationally, please make sure that you use a credit card with no foreign transaction fees. This is really super important, because if you don't, you go and use like your regular credit card, most credit cards charge about 3% fee for anything that you charge internationally, and that starts to get super, super expensive. So make sure that you check whatever card you're using and find the one. If you can't get no foreign transaction fees, find the one with the lowest fees. And this is another tip. You can actually negotiate this too. Most people don't talk about this. So make sure that you call your credit card company and just say, hey, I'm going abroad. You know, I want to use your credit card to charge everything, but you know, you've got these foreign transaction fees. Is there any way I can get them waived or lowered? So always make sure you ask the question. And last, you know, you got to think outside of the box, like I said. And one of my favorite sites right now is a site called Travelzoo. They've got a lot of really killer deals. And right now, in particular, going to Mexico and doing kind of the all-inclusive thing is super, super affordable.
Yeah, so one of the deals that we found was to Mexico, and that's a popular place. And that's actually one of the places that we're actually looking to possibly go this summer. Cancun is very popular, always popular. They always have like really good deals, but there's some specific deals that they actually have right now. One of the really hip, cool places right now is the Riviera Maya and Tulum area. That's always a cool place. I haven't been there. I've been to Cancun, but have not been down there. So we're really looking possibly to go there, possibly go in the Caribbean, someplace, other place. So we've been kind of looking at that this summer. And then, of course, Puerto Vallarta. Maybe not a place I would really go to, but because there's so many other places I'd like to see. I've been to Puerto Vallarta. It's nice. It's really cool. But they have some really great new hotels right now in Puerto Vallarta. And it's also a lot closer if you live in California or on the West Coast. It's a really good place to go right now with all these really cool deals.
Yeah, and you know, Cancun and Puerto Vallarta and all those locations, like, they get a really bad rap, I think, especially with, you know, a few years ago, there were obviously tons of very bad news reports of things going on in Mexico. But I've had a ton of friends who've gone to Mexico lately, and, you know, they just...
I think at all the resort places, it's safe. I think you know, there's definitely... You may not want to venture out in a car by yourself, but all these places that we're talking about, and any place that has a resort, really, they're essentially safe.
Yeah, and, you know, Mexico has kind of built itself up to be this all-inclusive getaway where, you know, you can go there and you can stay at a hotel, and basically you can hold yourself up in that hotel if you want to, because they have all the amenities there for you. You know, there's pools, there's bars, there's restaurants, there's beaches, there's, you know, water sports, there's all sorts of things that you can do. So, you know, if you are maybe a little more timid and you don't want to run the risk of, you know, I don't getting somewhere that you're not comfortable with, you can go and stay in like a really luxurious hotel for under $3,000 for two people for a week and have the most amazing vacation. And really, you probably wouldn't know if you were in Mexico or the Caribbean, except they're probably speaking Spanish. So, but other than that, you know, you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, and well, and they also have that really cool thing that you do where you just sit by the beach and have margaritas all day.
Yeah, that sounds
good. They have that. That's probably one of the best things, I think. Out of all those water sports and everything, that's probably one of the coolest.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't be shy about going to Mexico. Like I said, right now, there's some killer deals. Also, we're not really going to talk about it, but there are also equivalent killer deals in the Dominican Republic. So right now, those are kind of like the two hot places if you want like super beachy location and you want to go somewhere, you know, close to the U.S. Those are probably going to be, you know, your top picks or places for you to look to.
Speaking of one of the places down south and beachy and all that kind of stuff, in Costa Rica, that is really popular right now. People always want to go there. But I actually just went to an event last week promoting Costa Rica, and their visitors board is really promoting, you know, pushing, coming, the dollar is really great there. They have a lot of really great deals all around. There's so many different parts of the country you can go to where you can get, you know, beaches or adventure stuff. There's so many really cool things. And Costa Rica actually has not had an army since 1940-something. So it's actually one of the most peaceful places to go. So there's just really a lot of really cool places, and one of the sites that we found, there's just also some really great deals, and what a perfect way to spend your tax money on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like one of those destinations. I kind of feel like there's like, you know, there's beaches and there's rainforest, and I know you mentioned something about like the wild birds, and
yeah, there's actually more species of birds in Costa Rica, which is a very small country. I think they said it's as big as one of our states, like Indiana or something like that. But it has more species of birds in Costa Rica than the U.S. and Canada combined. I mean, that's kind of, you know, kind of interesting. And you can also climb a waterfall. There's like a waterfall trek thing that you could actually climb a waterfall. I think that's really cool. I know you said you didn't really want to do that, but I want to do that. That sounds cool. And I'm not the most adventurous guy.
Yeah, I'm glad I have my life insurance policy paid up.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
You know, the next couple locations that we're going to talk about, actually, you probably wouldn't expect them to be places that you can travel to for $3,000 or less. But like I said, right now, because of the dollar being strong and the euro being weak, there are some places in Europe that you can travel to and, you know, not break the bank.
Yeah. I mean, so you could actually go to Europe, and especially this time of year is you know, once we're going into spring, and especially into summer, you could, there's actually several deals in Europe that you could actually travel to. And one of the places, which is actually one of our favorite places to go, and we actually just went there, we just traveled there in November for our anniversary, is Ireland. They have several different deals. Some are tours, some you can kind of go on your own. Dublin is one of the coolest cities in Europe, or in the world, really. It's a growing food scene. Of course, all the great music. And actually, like I said, this time of year, the weather's actually really good. When we were there, it was raining much of the time, but still really cool and really nice. But there's definitely, you can travel all around with some of these tours. And a lot of the tours are geared towards, you know, the different ages and stuff. Like, there's definitely a younger, you know, millennial tours that you can actually sort of get on, that's not just, you know, grandma and grandpa are not just going to be on those tours. And so that's a really cool deal. And then one of the other places that everybody has really always wanted to go to, and I've always heard from my friends that live in Europe and stuff like that, that Thailand is always a great place for them to travel to. But now it's actually becoming cheaper for us to travel to Thailand. And we have found many great deals, including I think we found something like $600 to fly from LA, from the West Coast, to Thailand. That's really incredible.
Yeah, and when you get to Thailand, everything is super affordable. So they have some of the most amazing beaches. I think a lot of times when people think of Thailand, they think of Bangkok, which is, you know, smoggy and crowded. And, you know, I mean, obviously that's an acquired taste. Some people love that type of city vacation, but
it's actually made up more of beautiful beaches and other than just Thailand, but
yeah, exotic, just totally exotic locations. I've heard from people who've been there that the water is just something that, you know, it's like glass. It's just something you haven't seen anywhere in the world. But the hotels there that are on the beach are really affordable. I mean, you can stay at a 4- and 5-star hotel for, you know, $150 to $200 a night, which you certainly couldn't do that in Hawaii or, you know, lots of places in the Caribbean. And so if you're thinking of maybe going to something a little bit more exotic, just know right now there are some amazing travel deals to Thailand. And I also wanted to mention, I was looking today about Ireland, because when we went, we actually got to stay in a castle, which is just, I mean, there really are no words. And it was super affordable. So I thought, oh, I got to find a deal to talk about. And I found one actually on Travelzoo. For it was actually 6 days in Ireland, and you got to stay 2 nights at a castle, 2 nights in Dublin, and you got a rental car, and it was $1,000. And that included airfare. I mean, I don't even know how they could do it that cheap. And I went and I checked at the hotels, and they're really awesome hotels. So, you know, don't be afraid of travel sites, but you've always got to double check and make sure that you're actually getting a deal.
Yeah, and also with Ireland specifically, there's Aer Lingus, which is like their Irish airline and stuff like that. But like when we flew on what was the name? It was another airline, an African airline. But they actually have several different deals that besides just the regular carrier and stuff like that. And then the other thing too about Thailand, I heard that they have really great Thai food in Thailand.
Yes, always the jokester. Yes, I would imagine they have great Mexican food also in Mexico, would you venture to say?
Sometimes and sometimes not. We actually probably have better Mexican food in California, in Los Angeles, than they do in Mexico. No, I'm totally just kidding. Hey, so one of the other things, too, that we wanted to talk about was, and I've actually, you've done this before, but I've never gone to an all-inclusive place. And we saw this story on the Today Show, on the Rossin Report, Jeff Rossin Report, where he always like compares different things. And they compared going to a place in Mexico, a resort, and one of them, he did not do the all-inclusive, and his producer did the inclusive. So you tell me, like, what is the better deal? Is it good to do the all-inclusive? Is it better not? Because he actually spent less money than the all-inclusive. So why is that better or worse or not so much?
Well, I've done all-inclusive a couple times, and I really like them for a couple of reasons. One, you don't ever have to pull out your wallet, so you don't ever have to worry about the price of anything. You know, you can drink as much as you want to drink. You can eat as much as you want to eat. It's like a cruise, but much better food. And so that part of it is really nice because you literally can just go and relax. You've already paid for the vacation, so you know, short of just like miscellaneous expenses, you don't have to come up with any extra money, which is really great. But like I say, with everything, there's like an asterisk mark to it because all-inclusive deals are not equal, right? So on this particular story, what they found was these two people stayed at the exact same place. They ate the same exact food. They did the same exact activities. They did absolutely exactly the same. However, the person, the producer who did not do the all-inclusive, she ended up saving a couple hundred bucks over Jeff Rossin, who did the all-inclusive. So in that case, it didn't work out so well. It's really, really super hard to know this ahead of time. It's really hard to know, like, am I getting a deal? Am I not getting a deal? But what I found is, like, if you just use common sense, you have a pretty good idea over where, you know, whether this is a good deal or not. So always make sure that you just kind of think it through before you book the all-inclusive. But at the end of the day, I'm still a fan of them just for the reason that, you know, you don't have to be bothered with your wallet and you can literally indulge as much as you want. Now, if you're on like some special diet or maybe you don't drink or, you know, there's something like that, well, then I don't think the all-inclusive is probably going to be the best deal for you. But if not, if you just want to go, if you want to go with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend and you want to just have a good time, I don't think you can go wrong.
But a lot of these hotels and resorts and whatnot these days, it's not just a regular buffet like, you know, you're going to Golden Corral or something like that. It's like they have some really good serious restaurants, too, that could cater to people's diets. And yeah, you don't necessarily, if you don't drink, you don't necessarily have to, but you can have all the sodas you want or all the water you want. So you got that really going for you. But they have really good high-end restaurants, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the places that I have stayed had, you know, not all the restaurants were what I would call like amazing food. But let's be honest, you go on a vacation, you know, are you eating amazing food every single night at the restaurants that you go and try? Probably not. You probably have one or two favorites. And those are the places you go back to. Well, it's the same with the all-inclusive. You know, you kind of go to all the different restaurants, find the ones that you really like, and those are the ones that you kind of stay at. But all-inclusive, they also have fun stuff like, you know, you can get food delivered, you know, breakfast in bed that's covered in the cost. You don't have to worry about, you know, silly extra delivery costs to your room. So there are some nice things like that that make it attractive. But it definitely is for the right person. I think right now at our stage and traveling in life, I mean, we're, you know, I'm on the internet all day long, like trying to find, you know, what are the best all-inclusives that are boutique and hip and fun? Because I don't just want to stay at the sort of generic resorts. And I'm going to tell you, it's hard to find unique all-inclusives. So when we do find them, we're going to make sure and bring them to you, because that's definitely something I think you guys would love to hear about.
Yeah. And it was Ethiopian Airlines as we flew to Ireland on. Believe it or not, Ethiopian airline just started flying to Ireland, was it last year, I think, or something like that? And we saved, what, like between $300 to $500 or more dollars?
Yeah, I think we saved about $500 to $600 the regular cost. And we got to go there nonstop, so it was even better all the way around.
Yeah, nonstop from Los Angeles to Dublin, and which is really great. And I think they have several other big cities that they fly directly to and stuff. And they were really cool. I liked them a lot, so wanted to give them a shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. So hope you guys have enjoyed this. Listen, head over to yourmillennialmoney.com. We're going to have a full article there with all the different details about all these different locations, plus more that we didn't have time to talk about. And we're really going to start rolling out Millennial Money Travels, which is going to be a really new section on the website. We're going to start doing podcasts and videos about this, and Jeff's going to kind of be heading that up. So I don't know if you want to say anything.
Yeah, basically we're going to try to find, you know, really great, always really great deals gearing around your Millennial Money Travel. But we're also going to find those different places, many of those places off the beaten path, places that you may not have, ever heard about, things like that. Or if you're going to go to a big city, how to travel smart, how to travel in a cool way, how to find the different deals, not just deals, the different places that you may not have gone to, you know, like, kind of how a local would travel or something like that. So we're definitely going to be rolling out a lot of that stuff. We have a lot of really great videos, a lot of great articles, a lot of great interviews coming up. So we're really excited about having this section and ramping up for this rollout here.
All right, guys. So hope you've enjoyed. Head on over to Your Millennial Money. Check out the full article. And be sure and drop us a note. Let us know where you have traveled around the world and what travel deals you're finding.